Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 41st episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to focus on two learning topics to help English learners succeed. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to compound complex sentences. After this segment, we're going to continue with a motivational creative story with listening and answering comprehension questions written by Maestro Circe and published on Amazon in the books and ebooks titled Creative Stories for American English Learners, Volumes 1 and 2. Are you ready? Let's begin. Understanding compound complex sentences. In this text, we will explore the world of compound complex sentences. Understanding how these sentences work can greatly enhance your writing skills and make your written work more engaging and sophisticated. Let's dive in. What are compound complex sentences? Compound complex sentences are a combination of two types of sentences, compound sentences and complex sentences. A compound sentence consists of two independent clauses joined together by a conjunction, such as and, but, or. On the other hand, a complex sentence contains an independent clause and one or more dependent clauses. When we put these two sentence structures together, we get a compound complex sentence. This type of sentence includes at least two independent clauses and one or more dependent clauses. The independent clauses can stand alone as separate sentences, but when combined with dependent clauses, they create more complex and detailed sentences. Structure of compound complex sentences. To better understand the structure of compound complex sentences, let's look at an example. Example. Although it was raining, Sarah decided to go for a walk, and she took her umbrella with her. In this example, we have dependent clause, although it was raining. Independent clause, Sarah decided to go for a walk. Conjunction, and. Independent clause, she took her umbrella with her. As you can see, the independent clauses can stand alone as separate sentences, but when combined with the dependent clause and conjunction, they form a compound complex sentence. Using compound complex sentences in writing. Compound complex sentences are especially useful when you want to provide more information or show the relationship between different ideas in a single sentence. By using compound complex sentences, you can achieve a more sophisticated writing style and avoid repetitive short sentences. Example. After studying for hours, Jane aced her exam, but she was too tired to celebrate. In this example, we have dependent clause, after studying for hours. Independent clause, Jane aced her exam. Conjunction, but. Independent clause, she was too tired to celebrate. By combining these clauses, you can express multiple thoughts and actions in one coherent sentence. Practice time. Now it's your turn to practice creating compound complex sentences. Combine the following independent and dependent clauses to form compound complex sentences. Independent clause, the sun was shining brightly. Dependent clause, even though it was cold outside. Independent clause, I finished my homework early. Dependent clause, before going to the basketball game. Independent clause, Maria loves to read books. Dependent clause, whenever she has free time. Take your time to craft these sentences and feel free to experiment with different combinations of clauses to create your own compound complex sentences. Conclusion. In conclusion, compound complex sentences are a valuable tool in writing that can help you express complex ideas and relationships in a clear and concise manner. By mastering the structure and usage of compound complex sentences, you can elevate the quality of your writing and effectively communicate your thoughts to others. Keep practicing, and soon you'll be a pro at crafting compound complex sentences.
Linda and Nelson's success in the USA. Creative Stories Number 9. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Linda from San Salvador, El Salvador. Linda wanted to move to the United States to reunite with her husband, who moved to the United States of America years earlier and recently got his green card. Linda's dream came true when she applied, was approved to receive a visa, and got on a plane to the United States for a better life. Linda said her goodbyes to her parents in San Salvador, El Salvador, and left for Southern California, USA. Linda arrived in Santa Ana, California, USA, and was happy to reunite with her husband, Nelson. She was amazed at how thin he became and how many hours he worked in construction to pay the bills and send money to the family in El Salvador. She promised she would take good care of him and become successful in the United States to help with the bills and work together to buy a house and start a family together. She kept her promise and showed how much she cared for Nelson every moment from then on. She also regularly cooked some traditional foods like pupusas, tamales, and sopa de plata, which Nelson loved. A few weeks after Linda arrived, she and her husband, Nelson, met with an immigration lawyer who helped her obtain a work permit and apply for a green card. Her goal was to find a job to help take care of the bills and find an online or weekend English course so she would become fluent in English. She saw how hard her husband worked, and she wanted to make them both proud by becoming successful in the USA. It took Linda 3 weeks to find a job and evening and weekend online English courses, and then she started working and going to school. During the day, Linda started working at a warehouse company called Superstar Foods. She packed products in boxes to be shipped out to customers. It was hard work, but Linda was happy to be able to help her husband pay the bills and start saving money for a home. Linda registered for 2 free online English courses through North Orange Community Education, part of North Orange Community College District. Her teacher was Maestro Cersei, who helped her improve her English communication and comprehension skills. She was proud she was so productive and happy to be in the USA with her husband. However, it did not take long before Linda found that her new life in the United States was not all roses and sunshine. Linda found that Santa Ana was not a safe place for her and her husband because gangs, drug dealers, and criminals preyed on people like her and the immigrants who came from countries such as El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and other countries. She felt afraid walking home from work as she saw gang members selling illegal drugs on street corners. Nelson told her that now that they were both working, he would buy a car for her to drive and not have to walk at night through dangerous streets. Nelson kept his promise, bought a car, and helped Linda learn how to drive. Linda learned the street signs and soon became confident driving with Nelson. Nelson ensured he got car insurance for both of them, so they were protected in case of an accident. On the day of the written test, Linda was nervous. She wanted to pass the test, but was afraid she would do poorly. Luckily, Linda did great on the written test and was scheduled for the driving test. A few weeks later, Linda took the driving test and passed it. Both Nelson and Linda went to a restaurant to celebrate her accomplishment. At the restaurant, Linda and Nelson talked about their future. They both agreed they wanted to start a family, but they needed to move out of Santa Ana to a safer place where they could afford to buy a house of their own. Orange County, California, was beautiful but too expensive for them to buy a house and start a family. Linda continued working hard, and Nelson started extra hours to save money for the down payment on a house. They had decided to move to Bakersfield, California, to buy a home and start a family. Bakersfield was about 2.5 hours away, about 1.5 hours north of Los Angeles, California. It was a big town where you could get a decent home in the mid-$200,000 range. This was a big difference from Orange County, where small homes started in the $800,000 range. Linda continued her online English classes and made great progress in her English. She enjoyed learning English and collaborating with other students. Nelson was proud of her for making big progress in becoming fluent in English. Maestro Cersei, her English teacher, constantly encouraged Linda to stay in school and continue improving her skills. He told her that after becoming more fluent in English, she should start a certificate program NOS offered for free during the evenings. Linda took him up on the offer and began to attend classes as an office assistant. She left her job at the warehouse and started working as a secretary at a law firm to help save money for the down payment on a house. She was happy that now she was earning more and didn't have to work as hard as at the warehouse. Linda finished her online English as a second classes and focused on finishing her office assistant certificate. Maestro Cersei told Linda that she was very lucky to have this opportunity because in most countries, you could not get such free education. Linda and Nelson had bank accounts and credit cards, and their credit ratings were in the mid-700s. They had saved up money for their home and put it in their savings accounts. They would start looking for jobs and houses in Bakersfield in a few months. Nelson was sure to find a job in construction, and Linda was almost done with her office assistant certificate program. When Linda finished her certificate program, she was extremely happy. She thanked her teachers and Maestro Cersei, who were proud of her academic accomplishments. She now had a certificate to help her get a good job in Bakersfield. Nelson said it was time for them to go to Bakersfield every weekend to look for jobs, find a real estate agent, and start looking for homes. When they moved to Bakersfield, Linda started work at another law office to earn money to help cover bills. She saw this as a long-term position and career instead of just a job. The people there were really friendly, and Linda was proud of her work there. She felt she made a difference in people's lives. This was so much better than packing boxes at a warehouse. Nelson found a great construction company in Bakersfield and started working as a foreman. With help from their new real estate agent in Bakersfield, they looked at close to 15 different homes. Finally, they found a nice house in a safe neighborhood. Linda was happy with the house, the area, and the weather. The house was affordable, but not too big. It had 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. It was an older house, but well kept up. The price for the house was $300,000. They got a 30-year home mortgage with a low interest rate because of their large down payment and high credit, so the monthly home mortgage payment was cheaper than the rent they paid in Santa Ana. Linda and Nelson loved living in Bakersfield. They loved being homeowners and made friends with many of their neighbors. The good news kept coming for Linda and Nelson. Their immigration lawyer told Nelson he was scheduled for the American citizenship ceremony. He was very happy he could become a citizen of the country that adopted him and gave him opportunities to be successful. Linda also received news that her application for a green card was approved. She was happy that she was a permanent resident of the United States, well on her way of becoming an American citizen. She was grateful to live in a country where her dreams came true through hard work and determination. For the next couple of years, Linda and Nelson enjoyed each other and their new home. On weekends, they had barbecue parties and invited their neighbors and friends. During vacations, they traveled around the United States and visited different cities and states. They especially loved visiting Washington, D.C., where they visited the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and even the White House. Then one morning, Linda began to feel sick. Linda and Nelson were worried, and they both took off from work and went to the hospital. They were scared that Linda was severely sick. The doctor tested Linda's blood, gave her an ultrasound, and smiled. She told them that they should be happy and excited because they had a set of healthy twins. Linda couldn't believe she was pregnant. She would soon be a mother, and that's exactly what she wanted. Nelson was jumping up and down with joy. Soon after, Linda and Nelson became parents of twins, a boy and a girl. Everything they ever wanted to achieve, everything they ever dreamed of, came true. Linda and Nelson were together, happy, and in love. They both had good-paying careers. They owned a home they loved. And now, they had a family of their own. They appreciated all they had and looked forward to their future in the United States of America. Comprehension questions for Linda and Nelson's success in the USA. Creative Stories number 9E. One. Where is Linda originally from? Two. Why did Linda decide to move to the United States? Three. Describe Nelson's job when Linda arrived in Santa Ana, California. Four. What steps did Linda take to become successful in the USA? Five. Why did Linda and Nelson decide to move from Santa Ana to Bakersfield? Six. What changes did Linda make in her career after completing her office assistant certificate program? Seven. How did Linda and Nelson achieve their dream of owning a home in Bakersfield? Answer key. One. Linda is originally from San Salvador, El Salvador. Two. Linda decided to move to the United States to reunite with her husband, who had recently received his green card. Three. When Linda arrived in Santa Ana, Nelson worked in construction to pay the bills and send money to the family in El Salvador. Four. Linda found a job at a warehouse, enrolled in evening and weekend online English courses, and later became an office assistant after completing a certificate program. Five. Linda and Nelson decided to move from Santa Ana to Bakersfield to buy a home in a safer and more affordable area. 6. After completing her office assistant certificate, Linda left her warehouse job, worked at a law firm, and saved up for a down payment on a house. Seven, Linda and Nelson achieved their dream of owning a home by finding a house in Bakersfield, securing a mortgage with a low interest rate, and making a large down payment due to their savings and good credit.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.